You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on? My name is Alex Pardo. Super, super pumped and jazzed to be on this episode with you today where I'm going to be talking to you all about partnerships. Now, you might hear that and instantly want to tune out because you're like, kind of heard the whole deal about partnerships. But I think I might bring a fresh perspective to this. And I think I might give you some things to consider and think about if you are considering, if you should, you know, look for a partner or what you should look for. What are some of the questions to ask? What makes for a good partnership? And in most cases, you probably should not partner because, you know, partnerships can be very, very challenging. My experience is that the majority of them don't succeed, but that's not to scare you away from considering a business partnership under the right circumstances. And sometimes it's about taking a step back and saying, well, before we get married, let's date. And it's about working together and seeing if there's an alignment of core values, if your strengths complement each other, if, you know, the weaknesses that you have are complemented by that other person and vice versa. So there's a lot I want to get into on today's episode. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and just encourage you to subscribe to the Flip Empire Show on Apple Podcasts. If you go to flipempire.com/podcast, you can go ahead and hit the subscribe button. And then if you have any interest in learning more about Ascend, which is our high level mastermind and coaching community, go ahead and head over to ascendyoursuccess.com. You can hit the application button and it's a pretty short process. No sales pitch, nothing like that. Just ultimately to see if it's a good fit. We did have one seat open up, which doesn't happen that often. And if you have any interest in learning more about that, ascendyoursuccess.com. With that being said, you know, one of our Ascend members actually shared with us, you know, he put together a presentation a lot about partnerships. And I want to give him credit. His name is Scott Speer. Awesome, awesome guy. Seasoned real estate investor and entrepreneur. Owns several self-storage facilities. And he and I were talking about partnerships. And it got me to thinking that I don't know that I've ever devoted a show specifically to partnerships. Obviously, Steve Cavanaugh and I run Ascend. And so, you know, I have experience running a business with him. And so obviously that's a partnership. I've been involved in numerous partnerships throughout the years. Some business related, others on just deals or projects and things of that nature. We're about to go under contract on a 43,000 self-storage facility where I'm actually bringing on a money/equity partner. And so it's very, very important that you understand when you should consider joining forces, you know, because sometimes my belief is that 1 + 1 you can make it equal 10. And I also believe that sometimes people have the wrong mindset about partnerships, you know, where they want 100% of the grape, but sometimes 50% of the watermelon is significantly better. That analogy tracks with you. But, you know, one of the first things I'll share with you about partnerships, when I kind of start to think, hey, does it make sense to bring on a partner? Is again, I like to date before I get married. You know, you go out to, you know, you meet somebody at a bar, a restaurant, social gathering, online, you know, whatever it is, you don't ask for their hand in marriage. You don't propose to them. You want to get to know them. You go out for coffee. You get together for dinner, for lunch, breakfast, a drink, whatever, right? You meet up and you want to get to know the person a little bit, at least generally speaking. These days, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been single, but maybe it's a little bit different these days. But most of the time, you don't want to just jump into a marriage. So you got to ask yourself several questions, you know, like, why am I considering a partnership? Is it sometimes, if you're being honest with yourself, it's based and rooted out of fear. It's like, hey, I'm afraid to fail, or I'm afraid to lose money. Or so ask yourselves. And if those are the honest answers, first of all, acknowledge yourself and give yourself some latitude for recognizing that. But you need to take it a step further. Are those the right reasons to consider a partnership or a business partnership? So ask yourself some of those questions, you know, is this something that I can do on my own? You know, what am I bringing to the table? What is the value that I am contributing? And what am I hoping my partner is going to contribute to the relationship? Because that's exactly what it is. You know, some people have told me that business divorce is significantly more painful than an actual divorce. Now, I don't have any experience with that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I get their point. Business partnerships can be very, very, very challenging. And it's so critical. It's so important that when you're considering a partner, There has to be, like I said earlier, an alignment of core values. There has to be trust. There has to be transparency, communication. But you got to think about, don't look at a relationship, any relationship, whether it's with a significant other, a business relationship, a friendship. Don't ever look at a relationship as, hey, this is 50-50. I'm going to put in 50%. They're going to put in 50%. You're doomed to fail if that's your mentality. You want to assume and you want to approach relationships like it's 100-100. And in fact, I'll take it a step further and say approach relationships 100. What I mean by that is that you can't count on that other person putting in their 100, but you can certainly control you giving it your all and putting everything into it. So think about what you're going to contribute. Think about what are you sacrificing as far as, is it time? Is it money? Is it like, what is it that you're bringing to the table? What is it you're sacrificing? What is that person bringing to the table? Be very honest about your strengths and weaknesses and communicate that to whoever you're considering and make sure that they have the freedom to communicate that as well. I like joining forces with people that I already have an existing relationship with, somebody that I know is dependable, somebody that I know has a certain competency or level of experience, or I know what they're bringing to the table. I'm not guessing. I'm not going into the partnership wondering if it's going to work out. I remember when Steve and I joined forces and launched Ascend, you know, we had been part of a mastermind for a couple of years and we knew each other's stories. We knew each other. We were friends. And by the way, being friends isn't always necessarily the best reason to be partnerships. You know, not all friends are meant to be business partners. So anyways, I approached him on a break because he was kind of going in a similar direction that I was. And I felt like I could add value to the direction he was going in. And he obviously felt the same way. And we had some conversations. We didn't just say, hey, let's just do this. Let's just, you know, let's start a mastermind and coaching business together. No, there was several calls and there was, hey, what are your goals? What are you looking to accomplish? What are you hoping to get out of this? Why do you want to go down this path? We asked ourselves those tough questions. And it wasn't until we realized we were aligned with our visions that we already knew there was an alignment of core values and there was a trust and open communication. So all the boxes for us had to be checked for us to say, hey, we can make 1 + 1 = 10. And more importantly, we can impact significantly more people than if we maybe just do this on our own. So hopefully that story kind of starts to share some things as far as you might be considering, hey, I want to take on a partnership that can handle, you know, a certain aspect of my business. I've been involved in numerous joint venture marketing partnerships where somebody will take care of a particular marketing channel, like, for example, Facebook marketing. I won't mention his name in case he doesn't want me to throw it out there, but a really good friend of mine who's just awesome at online marketing and Facebook marketing. That wasn't a channel that we were consistently hitting. And so we worked out an agreement and, you know, he took care of the marketing. He drove the leads into our system and we closed some deals from that. So those are some of the things you want to consider, you know. And then also, I think it's important, where's your mentality at when it comes to being a partner? Again, is it a 50-50 proposition for you? Are you hoping to bring somebody in so that, you know, in your mind, you could go on vacation for the next 3 months and they kind of have things covered? If that's the case, then so be it. But just make sure that you communicate that up front. That is another thing I want to, I think that's kind of a relatively easy segue into the importance of setting expectations. Expectations are so, so critical. What are your expectations? How often are you communicating? How often are you meeting? How often, you know, Steve and I, not only do we know each other's like Colby's and DISC and things of that nature, but we went through something called Enneagram. So I don't even know how to spell it, but if you just Google Enneagram, I think it's Enneagram, I believe. And it tells you, I learned so much about Steve after kind of reviewing his Enneagram and vice versa. So those things are important. There's tools and there's assessments out there that can really help you determine, hey, is this the right fit? You know, so expectations are so important to establish those expectations up front. What are you contributing as far as time? What are they willing to commit and contribute? What are their expectations of you? Right? So these are all things to discuss. Obviously, you want to discuss the partnership split. And do both parties feel that's fair? Because one thing you don't want is any type of resentment. Like, that's one of the things I hear often when it comes to partnerships is one person, I don't want to say usually, because I don't think that's fair, but sometimes I've heard that one partner feels like they're contributing more than the other. And then it becomes a, hey, this isn't fair. based on the split or the compensation. So have those hard conversations up front. It could be uncomfortable. It could be a little awkward, but it's more uncomfortable. And it goes beyond awkward when, you know, things can get really messy later on in the process. And so if you don't establish those expectations up front, if you don't communicate early and often about, you know, what you expect from yourself, what you expect from your partner, what are you each contributing? What are you bringing to the table? Have those conversations and then let them marinate. Don't just jump into something. Don't just say, hey, let's do this. You know, when I went to go visit a self-storage facility that it's a little bit more complicated because I'm purchasing the entity that owns the facility. So there's attorneys involved and, you know, we're kind of going back and forth. And so that's the reason I haven't been able to devote a podcast episode just to that. But, you know, when I went out there, there was two or three people I had in mind to bring on as a partner. And these are people I had relationships with. I knew what they brought to the table. And I don't want to say interviewed them, but I had conversations with them and I asked them questions and hey, where are you at? You know, what are your goals? And I think that's very, very important. So make sure you communicate. Now, one of the things you want to think about is what is in your ideal scenario? If I gave you a wand, a magic wand, and you could wave it at this partnership, what would that awesome, incredible, fulfilling partnership look like? Right? And then jot some of those things down. You know, for you, it could be trust. It could be transparency. It could be financially based. It could be whatever that is for you, but it could be accountability. You know, many people that reach out to us these days about Ascend, they see the value in accountability. They've achieved a level of success in their business, but they want more out of their life. They want more out of their business and they crave that accountability. That's so, so valuable. I know some people that what makes a good partnership is the fact that hey, being an entrepreneur can be a little boring at times and it's lonely. I've heard that a lot. And so it's fun to be able to like be aligned with someone shoulder to shoulder going after the same thing and you can discuss and have conversations and you can plan and strategize. You don't know, so you might have more options or more choices. I mean, so there's all these types of things that I think you need to consider and evaluate as to for you, what makes a good partnership. Now, there's obviously positives to partnerships. And then there's some things that can be challenging. You have to discuss what are the worst case scenarios. If we were to do this, if we were to join forces, whether it's on a deal, whether it's on a project, whether it's a business, if you're going to join forces, what are worst case scenarios? And then how are we going to approach that? That's why it's so important that if you're going to actually partner with someone in a business, you know, operating agreements, partnership agreements, what does a buyout look like? Right? You know, so what happens if your partner gets divorced? And then how could that potentially affect the business? What happens if, God forbid, your partner passes away? What do things look like there? You know, so think about, you know, does your business need insurance, liability? There's all these things you want to consider, but that's step 4, 5, and 6. Before you even get there, you need to even really ask yourself, hey, why do I want a partner? Does it make sense for me to bring on a partner? Can I grow faster and further? And can I accomplish my goals? Can I condense time? Can I collapse time and accomplish more by working with the right person? So you have to ask yourself those difficult conversations up front. And then if you come to the conclusion that, hey, I want a partnership because you know what? I love marketing, but I don't enjoy talking to sellers and buyers and setting up the systems and all that. Like, let's say you're just really, really good at marketing. Well, it could make sense for you to, you know, be that marketing partner for other businesses. Or be that marketing, maybe bring somebody on that is willing to do all the heavy lifting and you can just focus on your unique ability, your genius zone. So these are all things to consider. This is a deep, deep, deep topic. We could go for days and days on partnerships and there's stories, you know, like I'll share with you the first deal. I think I'm pretty fortunate that to my knowledge, I want to make sure I'm giving you accurate information. To my knowledge, I've only lost money on 2 deals. Yeah, I've only lost money on 2 deals. Now, the first one I ever lost money on was painful. You may have heard this story, but 2007, I decided to get involved in my first rehab. And for me, that was a reason to partner. I was good friends with a gentleman who that was his bread and butter. It was rehabs. And I found the deal through direct mail and it looked to be a pretty good deal. I remember to this day, it was in Fort Lauderdale. We contracted the property. It was in a really, really nice area by Las Olas, if you guys are familiar with the Fort Lauderdale area. And we contracted the property for $525,000. And at the time, the after repair value was, it was about $750 to $775. And we estimated that the property probably needed 50, 60 grand in work. So for us, there was some room there. And I think 50, 60 was probably on the high end. But if you've been involved in a rehab, you know, it's most of the time you go over budget. It's more than what you considered. So we thought that there was going to be $100,000+ in profit that we could then split. And, you know, we thought it would take us, hey, probably 4 to 6 months to bang this out. Well, 2007, so you know what's coming. It took us longer than 6 months. The market shifted, and the property that was now worth, that we thought was worth 750, was more worth like six something, low 600s. And we ended up taking a $102,000 loss. I lost $51,000 of my own money, 51 grand. Now you hear that and you're like, you idiot. Like, how could you have done that? And there's so many lessons learned and so many mistakes I made, but I'm so grateful because that's what turned me on to, hey, if I would have had a coach in my corner, if I would have had somebody who's walked this path, been there, done that, I would have never gotten involved in that deal. But you know, that was my first experience in being in a partnership. And aside from the fact that it was a massive failure and that we lost $100,000, and that's never a good thing, we communicated. You know, and it didn't cause any type of, it wasn't a messy divorce or anything. It sucked. Took it on the chin. I got kicked in the, you know what, and I had to get back up, but I had a strong partnership with that person. That wasn't a business partnership, by the way. That was a partnership. That was a deal by deal partnership. I brought him in to that particular deal. So anyways, hopefully this helps you. Hopefully these are some things that you can kind of think about and think through and work through if you're considering a partnership. Maybe you're in a partnership and you don't have some of these important documents like an operating agreement, a buyout process, partnership agreement. If you don't have those things, now's the time to bring those up and have some of those conversations. And just always be yourself. Be honest. Be transparent. Honesty wins out. And if you're telling your truth, if you're being yourself, then you should be able to live with the outcome. So with that said, my friends, so appreciate you. Got some awesome, awesome episodes lined up for you coming up. Again, if you have any interest in Ascend, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com. One seat available at this time for the right person. So ascendyoursuccess.com. Other than that, I will connect with you on the next episode. And actually, if you're listening to this when it gets released, I'm in the middle of our Ascend Mastermind retreat. So there's probably going to be a lot of nuggets and some takeaways that I can share with you. That's not obviously violating any type of confidentiality, but maybe I can give you a sneak peek behind just some of the big takeaways and ahas. So with that being said, have an incredible day and I will connect with you soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.